Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
For the third time this season, the Waterloo Blackhawks scored 5 goals in a period. For the first time, that period was the first period. And Waterloo, with a 5-0 lead after one, went on to the 6-3 victory on a Friday night against the Lincoln Stars at Young Arena. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The first of those Blackhawk goals came on a power play, closing seconds of Waterloo's first advantage, but the Hawks made the most of that late power play time before the Stars came back to full strength. Rinzel comes up the ice, taps it across the line for Erdman, left wing corner, then to Rinzel behind the net. It missed him, but comes to Baker on the right wing boards. High slot, Pionk, 20 seconds on the power play. Now to Rinzel, moves in and shoots off the leg. Pionk finds it, he shoots, he scores! Here come the Hawks! The first try didn't get through, but the puck took a fortuitous bounce right to Aaron Pionk, who's among the USHL's leading scorers from the blue line. And Pionk adds another point, his 8th goal, 25th point of the season. On the power play, assisted by Sam Rinzel and Owen Baker at 4:35 of the first, and the Blackhawks were ahead with the successful first special teams situation of the night. Then the Hawks would reel off a string of unassisted goals. A couple of turnovers near the Blackhawk line, one inside the Lincoln zone, and that really inflated the Blackhawks' lead with 3 in the space of less than 6 minutes. The first of them came at 12:13, helped along by Marcellus for Grimes. Buying some time as the Stars come to help out. Grimes forced to the board, shielding the puck, and now gives it up, and Miles Hillman has got a breakaway from his own blue line. He's in on Whitehead, backhander, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Miles Hillman got in deep, waited, and then flipped the puck into the top corner. Hillman the goal, and the Blackhawks have a 2-0 lead on the 14th of the season. A big-time breakaway conversion for Miles Hillman. Hillman unassisted at 12:13 of the first period for his 14th of the season. And about 4 minutes later, the Blackhawks would strike in transition with another unassisted goal. Back to Buckberger, fakes the one-timer, and then has the puck taken away, and it's another odd man look for the Hawks. Matika with Lindbergh. Matika moves in, he shoots, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Matika looking to his left, looking past, then fired one past the glove of Cameron Whitehead, and here come the Hawks with a 3-0 lead. Matika's second as a Blackhawk and 18th this season on the 2-on-1 rush at 16:21 of the first period. And then the Blackhawks, less than a minute later, took one away inside the Stars zone to add to the lead. Taken away by the Stars, who then give it back, moving in, Rinzel shoots, he scores! The turnover and the immediate goal for Rinzel, putting it up over the glove of Whitehead once more. Here come the Hawks, it's 4-0. Rinzel's 5th of the season and 2nd in the last 3 games, unassisted at 17:16 of period number 1, and the Blackhawks up 4-0, and they had one more in them before the intermission. And the Blackhawk rush stalls just outside the Lincoln line. Now Erdman does get into the zone, moves in on Whitehead, shoots, he scores! Griffin Erdman picks the top corner after getting the puck free on right wing. The Hawks wouldn't give up on that trip up the ice. 8th goal this season by Griffin Erdman. He was assisted by Owen Baker, second assist of the night for Baker, and the Hawks up 5-0 at 18:35 of the first period. Waterloo killed off a succession of 3 early second period power plays for the Stars, one of which had started at the end of the first period, got through it, did not add to the lead though in the second, including during a power play where they had some good looks, but could not build on the 5-0 cushion, and instead the Stars rallied back to within 3 by the second intermission. Their first goal came at the 14-minute mark of period 2 when Wyatt Olson chased down a puck in the right wing corner, centered one, Michael Messick got enough of it, and Jack Spicer never really able to gain any sort of control, even though initially it was still outside of the goal line. Spicer trying to get control, fell to the ice, and it went in off of him. Messick's goal assisted by Olson as well as James Jurcev. That made it a 5-1 score. And then Lincoln scored with exactly 1 second remaining on a power play It was Doug Grimes batting a puck out of midair and past Spicer's left pad. The initial shot had been taken from the high slot by Henry Nelson. So Nelson as well as Klaus Weinberg's assisting on the goal by Grimes on the power play at 17:58 of the second period. And it was a 5-2 score through 40 minutes. Hawks did not capitalize on an early third period power play, but they did add to the lead with a goal that helped to consolidate the lead that they had enjoyed throughout the evening with their final score near the midpoint of the third. Klong steps back in, drop pass, here's Caden Brown shooting, he scores! Here come the Hawks, Caden Brown! It was only in for a moment, but in and out, in nonetheless, and that's the most important fact as Brown extends the Blackhawks lead back to four. Sixth of the season for Caden Brown, assisted by James Hong at 9:55 of the third period. Lincoln would get one more shortly after that, about 2 minutes later, in order to make it a three-goal game once again. The puck on the right wing boards, Antonio Fernandez had gotten to a clearing attempt that had not made it up the wall to the line. Fernandez waiting for Daniel Sambuco to get near the edge of the crease, and Sambuco redirected Fernandez's feed in past Jack Spicer, who'd been behind the net trying to play the puck. It did not work out there for the Blackhawks in that situation, but the lead was big enough that Waterloo was able to hang on the rest of the way. The Stars never lifted Lucas Massey, who came on in relief for Cameron Whitehead after the first period, and the two teams finished the game 5-on-5 after that third Lincoln goal. The Hawks 1-for-3 on the power play. The Stars 1-for-4 in power play situations. And in the third period, Lincoln outshot the Hawks. They had 10 shots on goal to 7 for Waterloo. The final totals tonight, the Blackhawks with 34 shots to 27 for Lincoln. Cameron Whitehead takes the loss. He stopped 10 of 15 that he faced. And then after that, Lucas Massey was very good in relief. It was only due to Massey's effort that Lincoln was able to have any chance to make a bid to get back into this game. And on 19 shots faced, Massey stopped 18. Very good. Some excellent saves among them. The win to Jack Spicer. He made 24 saves in the victory, his 16th this season for Waterloo. And that's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Have toilet troubles? You can master them with help from the number one toilet repair brand worldwide, FluidMaster. Easy to install and built to last, both consumers and plumbers trust FluidMaster products from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Well, the Blackhawks hold off one pursuing team this weekend, extending their lead on the Lincoln Stars for second place in the USHL Western Conference to 3 points. The next team in line after Lincoln, the Sioux City Musketeers. They're also the next team in line to come to Young Arena, and they will be on hand on Saturday.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.